on the wrong mic. I was on HF. I had my HF mic in my hand with my 2-meter mic laying here on the side. Todd, this chat.
Jimmy, N4MMW. This Rod.
Called up here in Inman on Lake Bowen.
Alright, you sounded like somebody over here close to me and Taylor's, and thought you might have been him. Because I hadn't talked to him in a little while since all the COVID started in.
I'll be glad when we can get to having the face-to-face club meetings again and the ham fest. This COVID's really cut us all a flip.
Oh, yeah, I miss my clubs and my ham fest a lot. Life's kind of dull without them since we've been going to them for 100 years.
It was the first year I've missed Shelby in about 32 years. And I missed the Greenwood Ham Fest last year. Well, it was this year now, because they usually have it in January or early February, but, man, I'm looking forward. I think I'm going to go to Waynesville this July. I've never been to that one. And then the Roars, they're going to have theirs in, I believe, August. So that'll be July, August, and then Shelby Labor Day weekend.
That'd be good. Yeah, they're beginning to relax some things. You can create anything outdoors and, you know, keep separating your 6 feet. Don't gang up. It won't be too bad.
The virus back last September, and I got my second flu vaccine about 3 weeks ago. And I got the Moderna shot, and I didn't have any side effects at all, except that last one, my arm was sore for about a week.
It's a thick vaccine, kind of like a tetanus shot, and it's going to let that arm hurt. That's a known given, and mine was the same way. The first shot I had, I was tired the next day, didn't feel like doing anything, but the second one, that night I had some aches in all my joints, but it went away overnight. Then my wife, she was down for about 12 hours, didn't feel good, ached all over, but got over pretty quick, so I don't know what her second's going to do.
KO4NUE, Chad Hightower monitoring.
I'll recognize you there, Chad. Yeah, this past Wednesday was my grandson's 5th birthday, and my daughter said, "Daddy, you want to ride down to the beach? We'll go down there and spend a few days for Josh's birthday." We got down there about 2 o'clock Wednesday, got a room, and man, it was surprising. They wasn't hardly anybody down there, and most of the businesses were closed down on the Ocean Boulevard, but we went down to Merle's Inlet Wednesday evening to eat, and got back to the room, and my sister called me, and she never calls me late at night, and my niece had went over to check on her brother and went in and found him dead. They don't know what happened. He was 38 years old. They found him laying in the floor dead, so we had to pack up and come back home.
That's not good. That's not a good trip. Yeah, I was down at Myrtle Beach last month for a week, and had a good time. I camped out, so it wasn't too bad. Myrtle Beach State Park, and everything was pretty well open for a few things I went to. wasn't too many on the beach because that was the end of spring break for everybody. So all the teenagers had to go back home. All right, I'm going to let you pick up your friend over there. I'm just about to where I'm going. And you have a great day. This is N4MFW Mobile.
Take the short chat. Yeah, go ahead, Chad.
Hey, well, how you doing, bud? I heard you on the conversation and just going to let you know. I'm here and was wondering, you know, how you doing? What's going on with the antennas?
Got home last night and I had a package on the porch. I had ordered one of those little Chinese HTs. It's a TYT. I ordered it through Radio Deity. And this thing puts out 10 watts and it comes with two different antennas, not like the Baofeng where you have to buy the longer antenna, then you have to buy the programming software and the programming cable. This thing came with everything. And I got to fire my computer up here in a little bit and download Chirp into it and get that thing on the air. But I still got a 20-meter double bazooka antenna laying here on the ground and a 6-meter dipole to get up and a Cushcraft A3 what is it, 10 meter beam to get up on top of the house. I got a lot of work to do if I can ever get to moving.
Yeah, well, if you need some help with it, give me a call. Matter of fact, if you got a pen and piece of paper, I'll go ahead and give you my cell phone number. I'm pretty close to you. I can take a trip up Bowling Springs and give you a hand. Let me know if you want the number and let me know when you're prepared to copy.
Yeah, give me your number. I'm a ham operator. I got a pen and paper always close.
Well, here we go. 864-915-9166. 864-915-9166. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad Hightower. Base station in Campobello, South Carolina. And remote location in Liberty, South Carolina.
964-915-9166. Yeah, I'm not that far away from it in Campobello. You just come back down 176, and there before you get to the dollar store on the right, at that red light where the EMS and the fire department is, you turn left on Windmill Road. Well, in Campobello, you just come down Highway 11 to 26, and right there is the on-ramp to get on to 26 going into Spartanburg. There's a little frontage road there called Foster Road. You just turn right on it and go down there about, I don't know, a mile and a half, and it's, that's Compton Bridge Road. It goes down, if you go down and cross Lake Bowen, you done went too far. But it's, you turn left on, right on Compton Bridge Road, and then left back up on Foster Road and cross 26 and turn to the right, and I'm down here about a mile. I'm sitting here looking at the lake now. I ain't going to fool with this stuff today because you might have heard they found my nephew dead Wednesday evening about 5 o'clock, and they ain't released his body yet. They don't know what he died from or nothing. He was young. He was in his upper 30s, I guess. And he was a diabetic. And I gotta get in touch with my sister here in a few minutes and find out if they made any kind of funeral arrangements or what's going on. So it might be one day next week before I get to putting up antennas, Chad, but I appreciate the offer.
No, that's good, Walt. No, if you just give me a holler when you need it. I'm retired, military, a little bit fast, old, but I can still do some things. But sorry to hear about your brother or brother-in-law. But, Walt, you'll have to excuse me for about 10 minutes. I got to get some fuel in this truck and check my load. I got a pretty heavy load behind the truck, and I need to check things out. But I'll check back in 10, 15 minutes. If you're still there, we'll talk a little bit more. But this is KO4NUE, and I'm temporarily signing out. I'll check in again, Walt.
All right, 73, K4, I am clear.
KO4NUE monitoring.
KO4LAO.
LAO, this is KO4NUE. Chad Hightower headed to the house. How you doing today, sir?
Doing well, Chad. I heard you tell Walt there that you were retired from the military. What'd you retire from?
U.S. Army, 27 years. 12 of those was in the communication unit. We dealt with GRC 103 radios, Syngars, Troposcatter, and had a couple of tactical satellites. Did two tours in Iraq, and after the second tour, it kind of beat me up pretty bad and decided I'd had enough.
Yeah, I did 21 years in the Air Force, so I understand how they get that bit. But 27 years, that's quite a long time.
I really did. I didn't so much enjoy the bull crap, but just the people, you know. I got to work with some of the finest people in the world, and that was the thing I enjoyed the most, you know.
That whole process of going through that rises people that are really skilled at what they do, and some characters in the service there that you never forget. It's always enjoyable to be with them for the most part.
One guy was my battle buddy on the last deployment. He lives in Malden, pretty close to me, and I guess. Without getting all hooky and kooky, it's, you know, we've just got a bond that I don't think most people will ever understand, you know, and just more than a brother to me, and it's that kind of stuff that you know, I miss a little bit.
I was a young lieutenant in a flying squadron, and there was a guy that was in my squadron with me, and that was a long time ago, but we still keep up even today. And he's retired and I'm retired, but we were back in the early 80s out in Wichita, Kansas. And, boy, we sure enjoyed the time we had together.
Sometimes when things get some difficult times, you establish some strange bonds with people, and you would think that, you know, those were difficult times. I'm not understanding why we're so close, but I guess that is the reason why, because we, you know, kind of made it through some pretty dark days at times. But you know, and I miss that, and I'm thinking that maybe subconsciously my ham radio license is, I don't know that it's going to fill that gap, but it's definitely, you know, people are polite and helpful and, you know, just willing to listen. And that's, you know, that's a lot.
Got some great folks out here, and very knowledgeable, you know, and a lot of good guys that really know what they're doing. And it's really enjoyable to work with them and learn from them.
So I got a question for you. Why is it that people will absolutely kill themselves to pull out in front of you, and when they get out in front of you, they do 15 miles an hour? I got a 30-foot gooseneck behind me with about a 5,000-pound machine on the back of it, and they just break their neck to get out in front of you. That's absolutely crazy.
That's true most anywhere you go. You got drivers that just don't understand. A lot of folks are just not considered of the amount of brake energy and all the other things that that are going on around them. And they think that you can stop on a dime and you can't.
I'm a little anxious as it is when I get this gooseneck behind me. I just have to pay attention to everything around you. By the time I get home, I'm wore out. But anyway, where are you stationed from?
Travelers Rest. Name is Jim. We've talked before, I believe, but we'll talk again. Hey, man, I got to run. I got to go drop off a package here. But I just heard you talking to Walt there and K4OIM, and he's always enjoyable to talk with him and see what's going on with his ham shack. But I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. So I'll be clear on your last KO4LA.
Hey, Jim, thanks for talking to me, bud. I appreciate you got me 4 or 5 miles up the road, and that's a good thing. I'm 7'3", and I'm all clear at this station.
Well, KO4LA.